The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000, each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace, through music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, By All Means, Be a Vegetarian, in Stanton, California, USA, on May 19, 1991.
This person wants to know how to meditate.
How to meditate? Simple. Just turn your attention to where you should, to God, instead of to money and other things. You already have meditation ability, yeah? Otherwise, you couldn't do your business, couldn't take care of the children if you have no attention there. So, just turn the attention to the kingdom of God. But we will teach you more precisely with time, for a few hours. It's not that the enlightenment takes that long, just that all the procedure, yeah? The before, between, and after initiation, we should all tell you. And the way from here to heaven, go through which plans, or what kind of level of consciousness, we must tell you. Therefore, it takes a longer time. Otherwise, you just close your eyes and get enlightened instantly.
Could you speak on vegetarian eating and how that can contribute towards world peace?
Yes, I have spoken in somewhat already detail, but I probably say more if you wish. You see, most of the war which happened in this world due to economic reason, let's face it, an economical reason came more urgently through hunger and through lack of food in different countries through lack of equal distribution of food. Now, if you care to read magazines and research about vegetarian diet, you would know very well to raise cattle and animals for meat cause our economical bankruptcy in all aspects, cause hunger of the world, at least of the third world. And it's not me who say this. It's you, the American citizens, who made this kind of research and wrote these books. You can go in any bookshops, read vegetarian research, yeah? Read food process research. You can read like Diet for a New America from John Robbins. He's very famous. Ice cream hero. Ice cream millionaires. And he gave it all up in order to be a vegetarian and write a vegetarian book against his family's tradition and business. Could mean loss of money, prestige, and business to him. But he did it for the sake of truth. That book is very good, but there are many other books and magazines which give you a lot of information and facts about vegetarian diet that could contribute to world peace. You see, we bankrupt our earth materials for food by feeding cattle. You know how much protein, medicine, water supplies, manpower, cars, trucks, road made, and how many hundreds thousand of acres of land has been wasted before a cattle is good enough for one meal. And all these things could be distributed equally to all kind of underdeveloped countries. And then we save the hunger problem. And once, if a country is in need of food, he probably will invade another country just to save his own people. But in the long run, it created bad course and retribution. As you sow, so shall you reap. If we kill someone for food, we will get killed for food later in some other form, in the next time, next generation. It's a pity that we are so intelligent, so civilized, and yet most of us do not know the course of our neighboring country's suffering. That is through our palate, through our taste, through our stomach. In order to fit and nourish just one body, we kill so many beings and we starve so many fellow human beings. Don't talk about animals yet. And this guilt, consciously or unconsciously, will weigh down in our conscience, makes us suffer cancers, tuberculosis, other kind of incurable disease, including AIDS. Ask yourselves why our country, the Americans, suffer the most, the highest rate of cancers in the world. Because we eat a lot of beef. We eat more meat than any other countries. That's what the researcher says.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
Is fish all right to eat?
If you want to eat vegetarian, fish is not a vegetable.
The seat of the soul is said to be behind the eyes in the middle of the forehead, yet you show the Buddha nature in the solar plexus.
No. I didn't show it over there. I said that this is just only a symbolic way of drawing that the soul is inside many covers. Well, you could draw it over here, but I have told you to meditate on here. I talk about the wisdom eye, I didn't talk about solar plexus.
The reason I ask this is because it's very important to me, because all of my emotions, everything I feel, is in my solar plexus. I can tell, I have a connection, I can tell with my children when I read a letter, I know how they feel. So when I saw that in your book, I thought, then it has nothing to do, it's just totally the emotional body, has nothing to do with your Buddha nature?
No. Yes. The Buddha nature is not there. It's all over places. Okay. Not even in the wisdom eye, but if we want to know the Buddha nature, we should find it through the wisdom eye, that's all. Through the wisdom eye, we see clearly where the Buddha nature is, that's all.
While I'm here, may I ask you another personal question?
Yeah, please.
It's regarding the sound. And when the sound comes, is it okay for the sound to come throughout the entire body, or must it just lie above the forehead?
It's come through the entire body, but it should be concentrated. on the wisdom eye in order to lift you up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that you be out of the body.
Okay.
Yes, that's all. Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's fine when you hear it all over body. It feels nice too.
Yeah,
it feels nice.
Well, this person asks, why are we here?
I would ask, why not? If we are here, we are here, no?
Are you God?
Are you not?
Do you feel that there is more aggression in societies that consume more meat than in ones that consume less?
Yeah. Well, you can compare. You can compare countries who eat more meat. And you see the difference. And you see the animals who eat meat are more aggressive even than the animals who eat vegetable. No? Even in animals' kingdoms, there are differences.
You talk about in your sample booklet that you can study all your life. You can study the Bible, you can study the Eastern philosophies, you can study everything, but you need a master in order to reach it. You can only go so far and it doesn't mean anything, all that you read, that you need a master.
Mm.
Could you explain that and how you go about doing that?
You need the key, that's what it is. You need the key. Yeah? So, a master is someone who has the key for you. To make you become a master. That's all. To make you realize that you are also a master. That you and God also are one. You and your Father also one. That's the only role of the master. And not that I glorify any person or make an advertisement.
You can't do that on your own? I mean,
if
just
you
through
can,
reading,
yes, please.
If you can?
Yeah. If you can, please do it.
No, I don't know. Can you? It sounded like in your book that you couldn't do it without a master like yourself.
Even Jesus had to be baptized by John, even though John knew that Jesus was great. Okay? Oh. Just has to go through that procedure. Now, you can speak English very well, or maybe better than your English teacher when you were studying under him, but you should study with him first. And develop your own talent later. Okay? That is all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus fed thousands of people fish and bread.
Yeah.
And also at a wedding Jesus attended, they ran out of wine.
Yes.
And da 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 da.
So what's the question?
Those are two comments. I think they want you to.
They want me to know? I know. I've been asked thousands of times even. Even if I don't know, I had to know by now. So what do they want me to say?
I think they see a contradiction here.
What kind of contradiction? You mean I said you should not eat fish and then in the Bible eat fish? But you must consider what kind of fish that is. Only two fish and then feed 5,000 people. It's just a miracle paper fish. Okay? Out of Jesus' miracle power. It's made from air. So you can call it eating air. Okay? It's not real fish. And then the wine was made from water. So it's not real wine. It's just water. Or you can make anything. If you learn the tricks from the yogic technique, provided you have time and wanted to study these kind of things. You can make roses from the air, oranges from water, and sweet watch from string beans. If these are the things that we are after, but we should not. We should be after the eternal kingdom of God, the wisest wisdom, and then we get anything. And then we don't even want all these things, because they are children, toys to us. Otherwise, if we continue to want these things, we bind ourselves in the material sphere. All the miracles, why should not be used? Buddha do not advise using miracle. in our initiation form, we also say, do not use miracles, because it binds us in the material sphere and do not let us free from the desires of wanting to play these kind of tricks and wanting to see this kind of manifestation of material wealth. That means our level is still in the material world. That is all. We should rise higher. Jesus did it on emergency. He was forced to do it. He wasn't willing to do it. When he made wine, it was Mary who arranged everything. And he even scolded her. He said, why did you make me do this? Why did you say this thing? Is that not so? He wasn't willing to show off. He knows it's nothing. And about healing the sick, well, I do that too. But not with ego, not with doing, not with actual action, just God power and grace through me. I don't need to do anything. If you get healed, you get healed. I don't do hula hoop or touching your chakra or making spiritual gesture on your aura or messing around with your magnetic field. Nothing. I do nothing, absolutely nothing. It's the Father in me that does. So Jesus did the same way. He says so. It's not me who does, it's my Father. Is that not so? So he was really enlightened. He was a true master. Who can say that? Who knows it? A not true master would not know this. Who says, it's I who do it. I read the mantra and I heal you and I touch your chakra and your sickness gone. But that is low level. Actually, in the kingdom of God, everything's done automatically when times come. Complete surrender is all we need in the kingdom of God. In order to be great, we have to be nothing. In order to be almighty, we have to be zero. Zero of ego. Then you're one with God. God does everything through you. No obstacles. Difficult to understand, but try to, please.
What do you think about the Old Testament and the Jewish religion?
It's good. It's good. But don't wait for the Messiah, please. Because he comes all the time. Comes all the time. Pray that you recognize the present Messiah. Don't pray to wait for the Messiah that you're waiting for. He never come. He never come if you expect him the way you do. Just like when Jesus came, they also expect the Messiah and kill the one that they have at hand. And we do all the same stupid things. It's not the Jewish religion is bad, it's we who are ignorant. Yeah? Even Jesus promised to send the comforters. I mean, after he left, someone else will come. Someone who can comfort us, it means someone equal with him. But we still wait. 2,000 years already. Many messiahs come and go. We're still here waiting for the one from the sky. He never come if we wait like this way. What do you think Jesus will come again? We hear Jesus will reappear, right? How do you think he will come? With wings, beard, or with the cross so that we recognize him? How we recognize him if he ever come? We don't even know what Jesus looked like. We were not there. Or maybe we were there, but 2,000 years ago. Who has such a big memory anymore? Jesus come not in appearance, but in spirit. Jesus can come to anyone who is perceptive enough, who opens the right door to let him in. And then we become like Jesus. We become like him. We become like the Father. Then at that moment, Jesus comes back again. He comes back all the time. Whenever we are ready, he comes. And he comes through any master who is capable to house him, to house his mighty power. Yeah? That person is also Jesus. Different hairstyle, perhaps. Maybe high heel, but he's still Jesus.
Master, please don't leave our planet for a long time.
Oh, God. Why? Why you say that?
We need you here to teach us more.
But why you say that?
We're learning so fast, and we're just worried.
If I go, someone else will come. You look so emotional today. Why? It's not like you. This is like you. I never know you this way before. You are always quiet, and you have never made any question or any statement. Why today? You just feel it today. Okay. I stay as long as God wants me to stay. Yes, it's not my decision. I sometimes want to make decision, that is true. I have to keep a little bit ego to stay here. I am not completely gone. But God always decides what I must do. It's no choice. I have no more choice anymore. Even if I try hard, I couldn't make it. And sometimes I feel like staying, but I don't know if I should. See, let's see what's happening. And if I go, someone else will come. Yeah? Don't cry. American boy. But it's fine. If you like to cry, it's good. It's very fine. Means you're very baby. Means you're very young. Your soul becomes very young. That you could cry. Crying is good. We become like children, you know? Except you become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. We have to be natural, spontaneous again, in order to know God. Yeah. I try to see what He arranged, okay? I don't like to leave or I don't like to go except by His will, by God's will. You heard the story of the Buddha, that's why. You heard that the Buddha said to his disciples that he can stay forever because he has learned the yogic trick to stay longer, like Babaji. Probably you heard the story of Babaji. But I don't think at the moment there is an arrangement for someone to stay in the flesh like that for long. Babaji, he stays in the flesh, but he isn't in the flesh. You never see him come in here and shake your hand or eat chips with you, like me. And if I am in the flesh like this, I think I should be subjected to the physical law. Otherwise, people might only come to me with the desire to prolong their physical existence and forget to find God. I had to make a good example of a very ephemeral nature of a physical existence in order for us to forsake the flesh for the spirit. I think I should not make an exception to stay longer than any other ordinary human at this period of our era should stay.
Hello. The question is, a lot of the Eastern religions that I've looked at, I guess I've been an explorer in such things for a while, there's a tendency to view the flesh, the body, as almost something to be discarded as garbage. And I sort of feel that when I came into this body, I signed a contract to care for it as best I could and to make it function, to live within the realm with which I'm in. And one has the powers of the mind, the God powers, as you would tend to say it. But doesn't it require kind of a balanced view, trying to live well on both realms, so long as you're in both realms?
Yeah, it should be so. It would be more balanced. What the religious text meant is that we should not overindulge in our fleshly sensation and desires and forget the spirit.
So it's your interpretation that the text was really to bring things into balance versus pushing them out, but it might get overstated sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Sometimes it is said to an individual at that moment only, or to a group of people who needs that statement, and then it become like a general guideline. It lose some of the meaning. Yeah. When it's said at that moment to that group, it's very strong, powerful, and correct. But when later it is recorded and give it to other group, it's not correct anymore. So do what you feel like. Do not overindulge in any kind. Yeah. How can you forget the flesh? You cannot starve the body and meditate. You must keep it. It means that you should not overemphasize taking care of the flesh all the time, lest us have no time for the spirit. That's what it means. Some people do that. Therefore, that statement is for them. Okay? Also, Jesus said, forsake the flesh for the spirit. Yeah? But he himself eats. Yeah? Eat and cloth as much as he can. He took care of his body.
To be a master, must one realize that you are not the doer? You explain that you don't do, that you're an instrument of God. Do all masters have to come to this realization?
Yeah, in order to be a worthwhile master. Otherwise, they are only teachers of a kind of philosophy, or of some degree, but not a master. A master is a helpless baby. Pampered and taken care of by parents. Children become like a baby. You are enlightened? Become Buddha by now? I'm very happy to speak to you.
What can you speak on about love?
Love? What kind? Between men
and women? The capacity that we have as humans to bring that here.
To love, divine love? Mm-hmm. Or between? Okay. We cannot accept when we know God. Only when we love like God loves, then it is truly love. Otherwise, just a portion of love, yeah, a portion of it, a portion of God's love comes between man and woman, binds them together, make them happy together. Yeah, portion of God's love comes between mother and a child, make them feel a very special bond. Yeah? Similarly, a portion of this love comes between any beings, even human or non-human beings, bind them together, make them happy. Can you imagine the whole portion which is flooded into you and radiated in the whole world? That's why people feel comfortable in the presence of this kind of God's love, which flow through the master. That's why people, since ancient time, they worship this kind of masters. That's why everyone followed Jesus, despite all the persecution. That's why everybody adored Buddha when they come in contact with him, when their level is high enough to receive this whole love. They bath in it, they enjoyed it. They don't want to leave. You read in the Bible, everybody's, when they see the Buddha, they just, I just couldn't keep eyes off him. It is because of this love that glued them to him. This love is within every of us, but we just limit it by our own conception. Once we're free of all conceptions, love blossoms. When we have no more ego, then we become so loving like Jesus and Buddha. And we attract thousands of people who never want to leave us. And meanwhile, they develop their own ability to recognize their own love. Before that, they would love the one who blossom with love from God. You see, that's why they love the Master, only because of this love. The whole portion of love is housed inside the body of the Master. That's how all miracles happen, because the law of love surpasses every law, including the law of karma. Therefore, the Master can free everyone that believes him of karma, free everyone, open all heavens, destroy all hells to that person in order to make him free, yeah? Because of the love. Love erases everything, destroy everything bad, dissolve all boundary, clean all sin. That's how Jesus cleansed the sins of his disciples, by love. When he presents in on earth, he housed this love. When the Buddha was on earth, he housed that love for us to enjoy. And we learn to love like he does. We learn to develop our love. We learn to recognize and to put all the limit out in order to free our love again. That's how they set an example. That's why the people love Master. Nothing else that they have. They might not have good look. They might not be young or old. It's nonsense to say that the Master should be this and that and other. They could be anything. They could be a hunchback and lost one leg or two eyes. Doesn't matter. Love is still perfect inside that body who houses it. That's what attracts people. Because we have that love within us. Therefore, when we see the alike things, and in more portion, we love to dive in and get it, rubbing all over our body. That's all, okay? So, if you are initiated in this kind of science, you will recognize your limitless love. If you practice hard, you have faith and God's will and grace, you will have love like Jesus did. And you will become like him. And you will become Jesus with a mini jeep and high heel shoes. And African style hair. Who knows? Yes. Okay. Fine. You satisfied? Anything else? If not, then I shall leave you in flesh, but not in spirit. Whenever you need me, you can call.
We thank you for your compassionate presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs, 24 hours a day, every day of the week. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.